Well, good afternoon and welcome back to the second portion of the Unwired program. As always, we switch things up a bit and today we're going to be talking about the way digital technology is changing the advertising world. So what do you think about advertising online? What does it work for you? What ads grab your attention and do you work in the industry? And we will be talking about online advertising. Now, we've got a couple of guests in the studio that I'd like to welcome. Professor John Granger is here, the Pro Vice Chancellor and Executive Vice President of Academic Services at Murdoch University in Dubai. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Desi.
It's very good to have you here. And now, you have got all sorts of communication courses, so we're going to get to the education side of online advertising and what, you know, what industry is demanding. Now, we also have another guest in the studio, Kamal Dimanshkia. He is here, the Executive Regional Managing Director, Middle East, of Leo Burnett. Now, with nearly three decades of experience in the advertising industry, Kamal, you look after over 225 employees, more than 25 accounts, and you've worked on many, many major advertising campaigns and many advertising clients. So welcome and thank you for joining us on this conversation.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things I think we need to kind of establish first up, and maybe Kamal, you can help us with that, the types of online advertising. What are the different kind of categories when it comes to online advertising?
Oh my goodness. I think you're talking about a number of things that generally brands would look for. First of all, you've got things like paid media. So it's stuff like the banner ads, the islands, the page takeovers. Then you've got owned media. So it's stuff like their own website. And finally, you've got earned media. And that's the conversation that happens around them and about them. And that gives them exposure. So I would essentially initially classify them into these different areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but one of the interesting topics that we were talking about before was the earned media, earned advertising, right, kind of realm of advertising. Just kind of give us a bit of an example about how that is working and what it actually means.
Okay, so suppose you've got a development by many of the brands. So suppose General Motors launches a new car and mentions it and announces it online, and what you get is noise and chatter and conversation happening about it online. And what essentially that is doing is giving exposure to the brand. Now, suppose somebody takes that car for a test drive and somebody shoots them while they're test driving it and they post it online and report it on their Facebook or Twitter account. So essentially that is information about the brand that gets picked up, and essentially it's exposure that the brand is getting without paying a single dollar online for it. Mm-hmm. But people are volunteering this information and promoting the brand, saying whatever they think is positive, neutral or not so positive about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that the advertising industry is facing a challenge now in moving from being an industry that was formerly completely focused on paid media, and now you're going into these different areas and these different conversations? Is that a challenge for the industry to metamorphose to meet, and is it a challenge for you talking with clients who are still in that old model way of thinking?
You're absolutely right. It's very difficult. These are very challenging times for everybody because a lot of things are happening at the same time. To start with, social media in itself and the digital space are pretty much like the universe. They're expanding as we talk. So unlike TV or radio that once they were born, they were there, you know, fine, you had evolution taking place, but it was pretty much contained in comparison to what is happening in the social space. So that certainly, coming to grips with that is a big challenge. Transforming from the way of doing media and advertising the old way to the new way requires a new mindset, requires a new set of skills, requires different conversation, requires different talent base, and obviously it requires a totally different level of qualification on the client side. So imagine how complex all of that is when everything is changing at the same time. So yes, it is very challenging for us.
Well, I'll just bring in John there. You know, you're in charge of teaching students how to become marketing professionals, business professionals, and you're just hearing from a marketing advertising professional, and the world is changing. How do you teach it when the world is changing so quickly? We've got a little problem with your mic, I think, there. Rama, do you want to just share mics there? Sorry, John, your mic's not quite working.
With difficulty, because as you say, things are changing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And universities traditionally have been relatively slow in agility, shall we say. Mm-hmm. You know, we write our courses and we stick with them for a couple of years. We've learned, particularly in Dubai, but also back in our home campus in Australia, we have to be much more agile. When we're teaching any particular unit in the MBA program, human resource program, we've got to focus on the way things are changing and we've got to be up to date.
So are you listening to these guys? I mean, are you actually going around asking them, what is it that you want this week? I mean, it must be almost impossible, because whatever they want this week isn't what they want next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the people that are going to be graduating will graduate in 2 years' time, say. And by that time, everything is completely changed.
And does industry, particularly the media industry, do we know what we want? Are we able to enunciate that properly to you? Or are we just sort of saying to you, actually, we're really kind of scared at the moment and we're not sure how it's panning out, so can you just go away and leave us worry about this?
Yeah, well, that's our problem. And I think everybody, it is changing by the minute, by the hour, and then there's new innovation coming online. I was reading up in the Chronicle of Higher Education. They are looking to talk to young people in Silicon Valley, finding out what's the next social media. It seems that it's crowdsourcing. Now, then there's criticism of crowdsourcing. You're bringing people in under the guise of, say, CSR. You bring them in, huge numbers of people, say, let's go and clean up the beach. So you get 2,000 people come and clean up the beach. They're doing it out of liking your company. And then it turns out that you've actually, as a company, you've actually got a tender to clean up the beach. So you're making money out of crowdsourcing. Mm. There are all sorts of identities.
And the problem is, surely, you go and talk to Silicon Valley and say, what's the next big thing? And they say, well, it's Google Plus. And you go and develop an entire course around Google Plus, and then it's a flub.
Yeah, precisely. Mm. Precisely. Mm. It very, very difficult to keep up. So what we have to do, most universities are doing it, we're looking at the past as the past, and we can learn. I mean, they're learned behaviors, okay? And in marketing, we talk about ethics. We talk about, you know, agility. We talk about the getting out, reaching your market. We talk about social media forms an important part of marketing nowadays. But we are always going to be behind the eight ball, because somebody who comes out of a management degree will always be, and within 2 years it's out of date, and by the time they move through their three-year university course, what they learned in the first year is out of date. Mm. So we then rely on social media. Our students are relying on social media to keep up to date with the trends.
Mm. Presumably the defense mechanism for you is to become part of the innovation that's driving forwards.
Yes, we hope to be that. Mm. Hence our lunchbox.
Yes, your event that's coming up, that we're giving away four tickets today. We're giving away four tickets to the women's lunchbox.
What an unprincipled plug.
Yeah, but, you know, this is something that we're doing all week for the social media return on investment. Rami, you had a question.
Yes, I mean, a question for Kamal. How are you finding this has changed the way that you are doing business in terms of recruitment of talent? Because it's definitely, you need a different skill set. And then second, convincing your clients to not talk at people, but rather engage.
So obviously, we're doing a lot of things that we previously did not do or have to do. Mm-hmm. And if I can start with the conversation with clients, first of all, what we need to establish often is the level of our clients' knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that conversation, as I'm sure you can imagine, changes from one organization to another, and within the same organization from one person to another, depending on their level of competence and knowledge of the discipline. So about less than 2 years ago, actually about maybe 15 months, we were talking with one of our major multinational clients, and the gentleman with whom we were talking, who's an exceptionally seasoned marketer, was of the view that, you know, can we put the conversation on hold, because I don't want to just talk about a channel. Mm-hmm. So even at a very competent and exposed company that invests heavily in the knowledge of its people, mm-hmm. their level of knowledge was not there. Now, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised in what a huge leap of knowledge that person made, and that facilitated the conversation. So with those with whom we're talking the same language, obviously the conversation becomes easier in establishing what brand objectives need to be, how you go about it, the rough timelines that need to be around it. And when it comes to recruiting talent, so previously we would recruit people for communication management, for creative, for desktop publishing, and obviously you would have the support services. But today we're looking at digital designers, we're looking at deliveries people, we're looking at developers and programmers. So you're looking at a totally new field of talent. Mm-hmm.